Shane Kowalski getting the start for the green team, wearing a gray uniform jersey, went with a quick pass off the right side, and was able to find Armani Carmichael for a completion. This will bring up third down, coming up third and nine for the Northwest Green Team from their 26-yard line. Kowalski out of the shotgun formation, back to pass, has some time, looks to throw, and the pass is caught at the 32, and then squirts away incomplete. So he tried to go to Carmichael once again off the left side. He's hit hard as he tried to come up with that pass. He wouldn't have had the first down anyway, as he's a little bit about 3 yards shy of a first down, so it goes as an incompletion, and we have the punting unit coming out for the green squad.
Well, good quick delivery there from Kowalski, just getting that one out and into a receiver's hands. Carmichael not able to hang on, but a nice hit applied by Chance Hall, a sophomore defensive back out of Omaha, Nebraska. And, you know, we talk about Kowalski, a 1-for-2 passing in that first series. Can be interesting watching him and the rest of these quarterbacks to see who can come out and stake their claim in the backfield this fall.
We've had a pretty good battle in spring ball with three quarterbacks going for that number one spot coming up in the fall. Sign the punt to the 40-yard line, and that's where the white team will take over first and 10. We're checking in Jenny James here in a little bit as well, as she's down on the sidelines. We'll be our sideline reporter again this upcoming fall, as the Bearcat team will get things underway on Thursday night, August 30th, against Missouri Western in a 7 o'clock kickoff here at Bearcat Stadium.
You know, it's been fun the past few years of watching the Bearcats take on Emporia State in that opener and really seeing some meaningful football early on, kind of switching things up with another MIAA rival in Missouri Western, a team that's hoping to be up and coming this year. So it should be a lot of fireworks there in that opener.
On first and 10 for the white team, a handoff goes right up the middle. This will be a gain of about one, bringing up second down and nine. Joe Brandon is the quarterback right now for the white team. Again, all the quarterbacks wearing gray uniforms. We'll probably see them take snaps on both sides of the ball throughout this evening as well. They have gray and black jerseys as well as the white and green jerseys. The players wearing the gray and black jerseys will kind of switch off from team to team as this evening goes along. Second down and nine for the white team. And Brandon wants to throw across the middle, and the pass is nearly picked off near the 48-yard line in a green territory. Pass incomplete, and this will bring up third down.
And that time looking for tight end Kyle Roenig, a 6'4" junior for the Bearcats. Has been with the team for a couple years now. Got some playing time a little bit last year. Still no catches in a ball game, but between him and Marcus Sanders, it'll be interesting to see that battle. We saw Clayton Wilson the past couple years at tight end, a really effective player there. Now looking for somebody else to step up at that position.
Third down and nine now for the white team. Brandon back to pass, wants to throw on the near right side. Pass incomplete at the 49-yard line into green territory, right on the sideline there. And trying to come up with that pass for the white squad was Kennedy Sykes, who had a good season in his first year as a Bearcat last fall, but couldn't haul that one in. Brings up fourth down and nine now for the white squad.
I think Kennedy is a guy that they're hoping can be really effective. You have Sean Bain at wide receiver, of course, one of the best that the Bearcats have ever had at that position in program history. Kennedy's a 6'5", 192-pound guy, transferred into the program his first playing time last year as a junior. Now as a senior, you're hoping a little more mature, a little more used to the system and the quarterbacks around him, and can really take a step forward.
Matt Thorman, who really came on as a punter last season, lining up to take the snap at the 26-yard line off the right hash, angles this one toward the sideline, will go out of bounds as Sean Bain Jr. was back deep to try to return this one. And now the green team will be taking over first and 10 with 9:25 left in this first quarter, no score. And one of the things about this game, they'll be going with a running clock in the first and third quarters, and they will have a regular time quarters for the second and fourth quarters of this evening's game. Again, looking at a lot of young players during spring drills that had an opportunity to really show what they can do to this coaching staff as they try to gear up for the fall. At quarterback now is Braden Wright for the green team. He'll take it off the right side, crossing the 35 out near the 39-yard line at the right hash, and will be close to a first down.
Well, a good run there by Wright, getting his first snap of the ball game, and a good stick there from Jacob Gassman, the free safety, stepping up, preventing a first down run there. And Jacob got hurt a little bit late last year, and so we didn't get to see him as this team went into the playoffs and make some plays there. But I think that's a defensive back that this team is very high on. Jacob, a junior out of Kearney, Missouri, and a big-time playmaker for Northwest.
Second down and one now for the green team. Ball at the 39-yard line, right back to pass. Wants to go deep down that right sideline. Pass overthrown, incomplete near the 25-yard line. As Sean Bain Jr., the intended receiver, pass incomplete. This will bring up third down and one as Green Squad trying to shake things up a little bit on short yardage play.
Yeah, airing it out. I like the play call, a little play action, and a good ball thrown there by Wright. A little too far ahead of Sean Bain. It takes a lot to overthrow him, and that one just a couple yards too far in front.
Third down and one from the 39-yard line of the Green Team, which is going from our right to our left here at Bearcat Stadium. That's south to north. Two receivers to the right side. And for the Green Team, operating out of the shotgun formation, handoff goes off tackle to the right side. They'll have the first down near the 45-yard line. As the handoff that time goes to Emmanuel Jones and picks up the first down. Jones, a guy who last year, I think, a lot they were counting on a lot at the beginning of the year, but unfortunately had that hamstring injury and just really could never recover from that the entire season.
No, only played in six games because of that injury, really, 198 total yards and two touchdowns, but the play he got hurt on in that opening game broke off a 40-yarder. Would have been a touchdown for about, 80, 85 yards before he ended up pulling up a little bit lame and had to run out of bounds.
Right, wants to throw across the middle, throws a little bit behind the intended receiver near the 45-yard line into White territory, and this will bring up now second down and 10 for the Green Squad. Trying to get it to Carmichael. They tried to target Carmichael a couple times in this first quarter. That one goes incomplete, bringing up second down and 10. 6:30 left in at the first quarter. Another thing that we can do during the spring game that is a lot of fun is we'll be talking with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, in the second quarter while the game's going along, and he'll provide a little color commentary for us. On just sweep off to the left side, the little touch pass goes to the wide receiver, Bain, trying to turn the corner off the left side. Picks up a couple yards, but will be well short of a first down. Getting to the 46-yard line, this will bring up third down.
And wrapped up that time by Gassman. You know, Bain's another guy that you saw got beat up a little bit, a couple injuries here or there, but still 51 catches, 675 yards last year, and hoping to really see him incorporated a lot early on, some of those shorter, easy passes to get some of these quarterbacks' confidence up, especially with young guys in the backfield.
On third down and eight, out of the shotgun, right back to passes. Pressure comes in, wants to go across the middle near the 40-yard line. It'll go incomplete. Bain, the intended receiver, between the hashes there, pass incomplete. This will bring up fourth down. You know, you mentioned Gassman out of Kearney. There are a lot of very good athletes that have gone through this Bearcat program, not only in football, but a lot of other sports at Northwest Missouri State out of Kearney.
Yeah, not too bad, especially in recent years. Whenever you look at the reemergence of the Bearcat basketball team, you saw Dylan Starzl, Tyler Funk, Grant Kozad come out of Kearney. Dre Starzl, Dylan's little brother, currently on the men's basketball team, and really impactful in turning that program around.
Even air sideline reporter Jenny James from Kearney.
Not a bad volleyball player back in her day if we're to trust what she tells us.
We're from Jenny here in just a second as, again, they go with the punt situation. Thorman trying to punt now for the Green Team. Will belt it out to about the 10-yard line where it's fielded, but the flag fell before that. Jenny, let's go down and check in. Jenny.
Kicking game. 5-yard penalty.
Coach Wright discussed the quarterback battle between sophomores Jaden Kowalski and Joe Brennan and freshman Braden Wright, and he said whoever can handle the pressures of being the quarterback the best will ultimately win the job. And he talked about, you know, having a young team as well, and he said the team is going to need the younger guys to really step up if they are going to have a chance to make it back to where they want to.
And, again, that's what this game's all about, to get some experience where the young guys can show what they can do to the coaching staff. This time Thorne belts it away off the punt, takes a bounce at the 5, and will kick into the end zone. So the white team will take it out first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Well, that's kind of some of the things they battled last year, some inconsistencies under center for Northwest Missouri State. I mean, overall, you got some good seasons out of Zach Martin and Jonathan Baker. I mean, their first opportunities to start at quarterback, and they lead you back into the playoffs. But now you're really stripping it down with some really young guys that are trying to take the reins of this program and not only lead them this year, but hopefully take them the next couple years and really take ownership of the program.
Jane Kowalski now quarterbacking for the white team. He had the first drive for the green team in this first quarter as he takes the snap. Penalty markers full.
You know, it's also kind of hard to make judgments off a game like this, too. because the defense for Northwest for, I don't know, the past, since you probably started doing this back in 1918. I mean, the Bearcat defense has always been so good and in one of the top five in the nation every single year. So, I mean, even practice is such a huge battle for these quarterbacks.
Kowalski out of the shotgun formation this time. They had the telegraph going back then. They end off right up the middle, and this will be on a first and five situation after an outside penalty. A pickup of a couple as they try to go off the right side of the offensive line. And there to get the carry was Strayhorn for the white team. So this will bring up second down coming up. Second and a long three from the 27-yard line.
And Strayhorn, a new name for Northwest fans. We might hear a little bit of transfer from Southwestern Community College and 920 yards and 14 TDs last year for them.
And Strayhorn again trying to go right side and nowhere to go. That defense was there, and they were able to push him back near the 23-yard line or so. Three different Bearcat defenders there to bring him down. When you talk about the Bearcat defense and talking with Coach Wright earlier this week, he really feels that the strength of that defense, at least right now anyway, when they suit things up in the fall, it's going to be at the linebacker spot. They've got a lot of experience coming back at that, and a lot of guys that are going to be pushing them that have really shown some of their talent during the spring practice session.
Well, I mean, you think about Ben Althoff coming back now for his senior year after leading the team in tackles last year and taking on a leadership role, and outside linebacker Nick Hess, also a senior who stepped up, and they've got some depth there, and it's real good athletes, once again, a linebacker.
That time, the pass from Kowalski goes to Peyton Peterson, a wide receiver and a freshman out of Leon, Iowa, over Central Decatur High School, and he was able to haul that one in, get out of bounds near the 31-yard line. That's good for a first down for the white squad.
And for as much as Coach Wright wants to hang his hat on his linebackers, he needs to give some credit to his group and that defensive line as well. He's done a fantastic job. Austin Eskew was, a fantastic fighting a hidden gem there, and Sam Roberts as well as a freshman.
Kowalski with backpilling as he takes the snap out of the shotgun, tries to find McMahon off the left side. He hauls it in, but this will be a loss on the play back to the 25-yard line. So far, seeing that defense being ahead of the offense on both sides of the ball in this first quarter. We got 2:22 left in at the first quarter, and no score between the green and the white squads here in the annual Bearcat spring game. And look at the crowd here tonight, too. A good crowd on hand for this. They had a tailgate that got started around 4:30 that fans were invited to, the families of the players invited to, and really a nice way to cap off the spring practices. A quick pass right side will go incomplete near the 32-yard line. Tried to get that pass on the right to Fazal Bouchard, a wide receiver and a sophomore from Kansas City and Staley High School, but pass bounced right in front of him, goes incomplete, bringing up 3rd and 12.
Well, that family feel has preached so much at Northwest, and Coach Wright has really embraced it and welcoming in as many of his freshmen for next year's squad as he could, introduce them to the crowd and help this community get to know some of these new guys, and so that once the fall rolls around, they'll be back out to support them.
Yeah, one of the things that they've done a little bit different this year, they normally have an awards kind of a ceremony that shortly after the season's over with. They've held off a lot of those awards, and kind of announcing those from time to time during the spring game. A pass off the left sideline is caught at the 45-yard line, past the 40 and down to the 31-yard line into green territory. So he went deep off that left side and found Dante Keys, a wide receiver and a freshman from Plainfield, Indiana. All that went in, and Matt Trenton showed a little bit of speed going down that left sideline.
Well, that was a great breakaway speed to be able to get the step on his defensive back, and then a nice pass delivered there by Kowalski down that left side for a big gain for Northwest.
You know, we were out at practice earlier this week watching those quarterbacks go through some of the drills, and really when you look at all three of those, Kowalski, Joe Brandon, and Braden Wright, all really were able to show that they've got pretty good arm strength.
Yeah, they really do, and now it's just kind of getting in sync with your wide receivers and able to make those passes consistently.
Kowalski with a pass on the right side. Tatum comes up with a catch, and he's thrown it for a loss as he gets out of bounds on the near sideline there. Tatum coming up with that. Got a lot of playing time as a freshman last fall. And this will bring up 2nd and 11 after a 1-yard loss. Into green territory at the 34-yard line. 1:19 left in the first quarter. No score. Two receivers left, one to the right side on second and long. A low snap out of the shotgun. And for the white squad, they'll keep it on the ground, trying to go right up the middle with it on the inside handoff. And to get the carry was Isaiah Strayhorn again, junior out of Chula Vista, California. And this will bring up third down and nine after a two-yard gain on the play.
It will be interesting seeing that running back rotation whenever you sit back and think about Emmanuel Jones, Chase White, Keir Brown, Brody McMahon, and now Strayhorn, as well as a transfer from Missouri Western, Josh Caldwell, for next year.
Jackson Barnes had the tackle that time out of Liberty, Missouri. His little brother will be coming to Northwest in the fall. Pass in the flat off the left side will go incomplete as it was Keir Brown, the intended receiver. Pass incomplete. This now we'll bring up fourth down for the white squad. And they'll have a field goal opportunity coming up for Parker Sampson out of Park Hill High School in Kansas City. Came out late in the fall and took over the kicking duties. This ball will be placed down at the 39-yard line off the right hash, and it will be a low line drive kick that will not make it and will go no good. And the Green Squad will be taking over now with 29 seconds left in this first quarter and still no score.
I don't know. That's one of those things they're trying to figure out. It had some kicking woes a little bit last year and some inconsistencies. So now with Sampson as a sophomore, just wanted to see him increase the leg strength but also the confidence and find ways to be able to knock those through.
So the Green will take over first and 10 at their 32-yard line off the left hash. And this is the annual spring football game for the Bearcat football team. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left side. And flag falls as Brandon back to pass. Wants to throw off the left side. Batted down, goes incomplete defensively that time. Sam Phillips, a linebacker out of Tabor, Iowa, was there to knock that pass down. He received one of the Iron Bearcat Awards for the freshman prior to the start of this game. That was handed out by strength and conditioning coach Joe Quinlan.
And you see Brandon kind of throw that one in some traffic, but a good job of getting that hard count to really draw some guys off sides. So that way you can take a risk on that throw and still know that you're going to pick up 5 yards and have a first down.
First and five from the 37-yard line. And Brandon back to pass, has time across the middle at the 50-yard line. Pass is caught and then thrown out of bounds near the Bearcats sideline right in front of us as it goes to Sean Bain Jr. for the first down out near midfield.
Well, a nice pitch and catch there, throwing that one over the middle. A nice little route there by Bain, able to haul it in, get upfield a little bit more, and give the Bearcats a chance to punch in the first points.
And they'll have to turn around and head the other direction when we come back. First quarter coming to a close. Again, no score. The Green and the White squads are in the annual spring game for the Bearcat football team. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Stadium right after this one-minute timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, BouldersInnAndSuites.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium on the Northwest Missouri State campus. It's the annual spring game for the Bearcat football team, as it's a scoreless game so far. The white and green squads going at it this evening as they conclude their spring drills. Along with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey. Jenny James is our sideline reporter. And between the first and second quarters right now, some more of the awards are being presented to the team. Again, that's normally what they do during an award ceremony shortly after the season is over each year, but they decided to hold off on those until the spring game, try to include a lot of the fans and family and everyone with this that's going on. So kind of a nice situation that we're seeing here, Matt.
Yeah, and, you know, they're finding a way to tie in everybody from the families of these football players to the students here on campus, the community of Maryville, because every single Saturday we see these same folks come out and support this football team and really brave a lot of weather to come out and see them. So just to be able to bring that those two groups, the football team and the community, even closer is a cool gesture to see. And, you know, for as much as we talk about the community, the university, the football team, all these guys live in Maryville. They've been in this community for such a long time that everybody that's in the stands right now, friends and neighbors, and so it's just cool. A small community like this, you have such a big crowd in a spring game.
It's been a big day on campus with a lot of things going on with softball and baseball here today. They both hosted games.
Yeah, they did. I mean, the weather hasn't necessarily been kind to us throughout this spring. But it really has created a special day here with capping things off with the spring football game this evening, but also the softball team hosting Nebraska Kearney a little bit early in the day up at Bearcat Field, and then at the baseball stadium, also Pittsburgh State in town. So a good chance you can kind of go through and make your rounds and see a little bit of everything and really some prime Bearcat athletics.
And they'll be both on campus tomorrow trying to get some games in before the weather hits. Special Teams Player of the Year just presented by Coach Brandon Clayton. That went to punter Matt Foreman, right now looking to present the Offensive Player of the Year by Charlie Flora, and that going to Shane Williams, wide receiver for the Bearcats. And now the Scott Bostwick Defensive Player of the Year being presented by head coach Rich Wright.
Before the start of the spring, was kind of at a crossroads in his career. And he came into my office and I talked to him about maybe going from the offensive side to the defensive side. There were no promises. He accepted the challenge, became a starter, and was one of the key ingredients in our success in 2017 as a defensive unit. I'm very proud to present the Scott Bostwick Defensive MVP to Austin Eskew.
So Austin Eskew getting the Defensive Player of the Year award from Coach Wright. And we'll be hearing a lot more from Coach Wright coming up in the second quarter here. We'll have him mic'd up, and we'll be able to talk to him a little bit about how spring ball has gone and what he's looking for in this game, providing a little color to this game as well, and what he's looking for in the fall. So that'll be coming up.
And, you know, giving the Defensive Player of the Year to the Scott Bostwick Defensive Player of the Year to Austin Eskew. So it's interesting to see what projects, what guys will be stepping up to really make an impact in the next year, like we saw from an Austin Eskew last year.
And also, I think they've got some contests going on that will involve some of the fans here between the quarters as well. So, again, just another way to kind of get the fans and the team a little bit closer together.
Yeah, and making it fun, getting everybody involved. And we have a couple of folks out on the field. Looks like they're going to have to try to catch some footballs from the jugs machine that sends them up in the form of a punt while wearing a Bearcat helmet. You think you could pull this one off?
I don't think so. No pressure at all on this person here. He's called for a fair catch.
About 2 yards behind him is where he landed.
Oh, man.
That one's shorter.
Yep.
Hey, Richie.
Ran over past that one. So I don't believe that they'll be offering a walk-on contract to this person. Just about had that. So.
You know, this is an interesting part of it, too, seeing a young man go out there with the football helmet on, try to catch these simulated punts. Sean Bain makes it look so easy.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the cold, in the rain, no matter what the case is, Sean's always out there. You know he's going to call fair catch if anybody's near. He's going to secure the football, and that's first and foremost. And it just goes to show how difficult that job actually is.
So I think we're now ready to go for a second quarter play. No score of the green and the white squads here at Bearcat Stadium. Again, we'll be hearing from head coach Rich Wright here in just a little bit as we get rolling here. We have the green team going from our left to our right in this second quarter. And out of play action, Brandon back to pass. Spirals it out off the left side, goes incomplete. And this will bring up now second down. Looked like they were trying to go off that left sideline for Gus Gomez, a wide receiver and a freshman from Stillwell, Kansas.
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing good. Rich, how are you doing?
Well, I'm mad that route was that open right now, and I have to talk to you guys. So I've got to be patient now. I have to use my good language and all that good stuff. So,
well, that's been a nice night so far, involving the fans in the tailgate and getting them involved here a little bit in the game and some contests in between the quarters. It's just really been a nice evening.
What do you guys think of this so far?
I like it.
I do, too. It's been fun. You know, one of the things we really tried to emphasize this year was family. And, you know, when we think of family, we think of sitting down and having a meal together, which we tried to do tonight with the tailgate. We had about 80% of our players' parents here, had two-thirds of our recruiting class, and then just trying to interact the fans and the community into our awards and everything that we're doing and tying it into the game.
The last pass goes incomplete, trying to get it to Chase White out of the backfield. This will bring up third down and 10 for the green squad right now. And ball at the 48-yard line in White territory.
Okay, we're in a nickel defense. Actually, we're in a belly defense, three-man front. It looks like we're going to blitz one guy off the edge. There he goes, 39.
And Brandon back to pass, throws across.
Little rub route.
And it is caught.
Good tackle. Good finish.
And brought down off that right side there by Carmichael. There comes up with a catch, and this will be fourth down coming up for the green squad. But defensively, what do you see out of that play, and what do you see out of the defense right now that you like?
I think that we're playing fairly consistent up front. I like that. We've been a little bit suspect there off and on this year so far. Our tackling's been good to this point. Had a couple busts in coverage. We're going to go for it here on fourth down, kind of see if we can get the offense a little momentum.
At the 41-yard line in White territory, ball off the right hash on fourth and three. Out of the shotgun formation, Brandon wants to fire. Pass is knocked away and incomplete between the hashes about the 35-yard line.
Coach, whenever you look at it this far, we're one quarter in and we see it's still a scoreless ball game. You anticipate the defense being ahead of the offense at this point in the game no matter what?
Sure I do. It's always easier to play defense early in the year than it is offense because you're predicated on execution.
What have you seen out of the offense right now that you like as you try to incorporate a lot of new players into the offense this spring?
You know, it's first of all the transitions. I've seen guys open. We've dropped a few passes here early that have been there that would have been first downs, and so we got to solidify that a little bit. But I like the routes that we're running. We're playing fairly vanilla on defense right now. But our offensive line looks to be protecting the pocket pretty well as well.
And you're getting a lot of snaps from all three quarterbacks that have taken a lot of snaps through the spring drills with Braden Wright, Jane Kowalski, and Joe Brandon. What do you like about those three guys?
You know, all three kids are competing, and they're doing different things well. That little Alec Tatum's going to be a good football player this year, guys.
Boy, he comes up with a catch and rolls between the hashes down to the 36-yard line. We'll be first and 10 for the White team. He's got a little bit of pedigree with the Bearcats as well.
Yeah, he does. His dad, Coach Bart Tatum, was a full-time guy my first year here as a graduate assistant. Great guy. You know, was the offensive coordinator here, was the head coach down at Missouri Southern for a while, and now is down at Sam Houston State. So, I remember Alec as a little boy out here running around on this field, and I don't know that he's a whole heck of a lot taller, but, you know, he's improved tremendously as a football player.
Boy, he's got some speed, doesn't he?
He really does, and he's got great wiggle. That's the thing that he does so well is he can bust people down in space.
That last play, handoff goes off the left side to Brody McMahon, a Maryville kid getting some got a lot of experience this past season.
You know, Brody had a great spring for us. He did a tremendous job in the weight room. He was over 400 on the quad, he was the only kid on our football team to get that this year. So we were really proud of the offseason work that he did.
And right now, it looks like we've got an injured White player down right at the moment near the 36-yard line or so. And I guess that's one thing you want to get out of a spring game, too, to get some things accomplished you're looking for and get out of a game injury-free.
You sure try to. And what happened right there, I don't know if you guys saw it, but, you know, why we go so much thud and do so little live is it's when he took the back to the ground, he got rolled up from behind.
And that's always a tough situation there. Well, I tell you, another thing, Rich, for, as far as tonight goes, couldn't ask for a better night weather-wise. That's something you've had to battle throughout your spring camp this year. It's been kind of rough on the weather side of things, but you couldn't ask for a better night tonight.
No, you know what I did? You know, Matt Becker and some of the old guard guys used to tell me Coach Churchman controlled the weather here in Maryville. So he's on vacation in Italy, and I called him directly and asked him for a nice night, and he provided.
Looks like the injured player, Jake White, being helped off to the sideline.
Hey, get your helmet, get off.
So we've got second down and eight coming up for the White squad as they go from our right to our left. And back to pass is right. Halftime, let's go down the left side. Incomplete near the 10-yard line at the numbers. Pass incomplete, and this will bring up third down now for the White team.
Got to get out of his break a little quicker.
Coach, whenever you look at you know what Sean Bain brings to the table, you know Alec Tatum has a lot of burst there, but a big guy like Kennedy Sykes, how big is that just to kind of get him into a rhythm this year?
We need to. We've actually got a couple JC kids here on the sideline with us tonight as well that are going to factor into the mix, but we need some big receivers to start to come up. You know, Sean and those guys are a little more slot-type players where these guys can go up in space one-on-one and create separation with their length. There goes Tatum again for another first down.
On third and eight, got it off the right side and out of bounds near the, looks like about the 26-yard line will be first and 10 for the White team. White right now putting together a pretty good drive.
He comes over here to the sideline, I might trip him.
He looks like Wes Welker out there, honestly, just the quickness and making those quick cuts.
He does a great job. He's one of those kids that stays after every single day, catches 100 balls. He just wants to be great, and he'll be a good player because of it.
Right out of the shotgun with Isaiah Strayhorn to his right. A high snap. It goes over the head of right, pulls it down, and he is in the backfield. No whistle of play dead back there near the 37-yard line. Just kind of a tough snap on that play. 40. And this will bring up second down and long now for the White team. Still no score with 12:59 left in the second quarter. Again, in the second quarter, going pretty much with the regular timing rules. First quarter, a running clock there, and we'll have a running clock coming up in the third quarter. Just kind of talk about the strategy and what you try to set up with the way this game is set up rules-wise here today.
One of the things we're trying to do with it is what we did, we modified a little bit from what we initially talked about. The first and the third quarter are running clock until the last 4 minutes. And it's because in spring, we don't lengthen series out for our guys. We play shorter series because we're trying to...
Right with the pass on the near sideline. It's complete near the 18-19-yard line. Nice little pass on the left side for the completion.
Fossil Bouchard.
And what about Bouchard? We've seen him be targeted a couple times with some pass plays. What will he bring to this team?
Coming off a knee injury, so just kind of looking to try and break into the lineup and get into the two deep, but good kid.
Brings up third down and two for the White team. 12:25 left in this first half. Two receivers to the right side, one to the left side. Right now lining up, coming over from the sideline. We'll have Strayhorn in the backfield. And this will bring up third down and two. And they go with the handoff. Now instead of they pick it left side with the carry, the right to the 5-yard line into the end zone for the touchdown for the White squad. Talk a little bit about that play. As it goes off the left side for the touchdown run by Braden Wright, and the White squad gets on the board.
That's the thing that he can bring to it.
Well, it looks like he's got a little speed there where he can get out in the open like that.
He can run. He's a really good athlete and did that a bunch in high school.
Is he a comp to maybe like we see one of those Bulls quarterbacks a little bit earlier?
Yes, he is. He's got a lot of wiggle. He's a good athlete. He's probably a better pure runner, not as far developed as a true passer right now as the Bulls kids, but he can run.
Parker Sampson with the point after kick, making it a 7-0 game.
Let's go 1-KOR.
1-KOR! Kickoff!
And, Rich, before we let you go here and get back to coaching, again, we really appreciate you taking time out for this. Overall, how would you assess the way spring drills went for you this year?
You know, we've been really happy with the competitiveness. We feel like, you know, our kids have done a great job trying to get better every single day. It's been a competitive spring. We're young. We're a young football team all the way around. We've graduated two very large classes, and so we're going to have to continue to grow and develop over the summer, but I'm sure happy with our work ethic.
All right. Well, Rich, thanks a lot for taking time to be a part of our broadcast tonight.
You bet. Now I can get back to yelling.
All right. Sounds good. Again, Rich Wright, head coach of the Bearcat football team, helping us out with a little bit of color during the second quarter here. It's a 7-0 White lead over the green as we get ready for the kickoff. Ball at the 35-yard line to be teed up and ready to roll here. Along with Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Jenny James is our sideline reporter, and you're listening to the annual spring game on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Parker Sampson with the teed up at the 35-yard line. And he boots it away. And it will go about 8 yards deep into the end zone where Quincy Woods will field it and down it, and Branch Cloud will come out and take over where they will have it first and 10 now with 12:18 left in this second quarter of this spring game here, along with Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey, again, Jenny James down on the sideline. And Matt, so far it's been an entertaining game.
Yeah, it has, and you're seeing a little bit of flashes from all over the field, the defense, quite a few stops there in that first quarter, but finally seeing the offense break through, getting to a little bit of a rhythm on a couple different drives, but in the end we see Braden Wright breaking off a big touchdown run to get the first score of the ball game, 12-18 to go in this first half. And as Coach Wright mentioned, defense is usually ahead of the offense at this point in the game, so especially in the top defense in the nation, it's not a big surprise, but good to see these young quarterbacks get a little bit of confidence throughout this game.
Quick pass off the left side goes to Woods, hauls it in, but no gain on the play. This will bring up second down and 10 for the green team. Ball at the 24-yard line off the left half screen, going from our left to our right in this second quarter. In motion, tight end Kyle Runnig goes right to left. And at quarterback this time is Kowalski. He goes with the handoff, and they try to go off the right side. Getting the carry for the green team this time was Chase White, senior running back out of Mays, Kansas. And just couldn't quite get that corner turned there, and was brought down by a player that we've heard a lot about and seen a lot about the last couple of years, Nick Hess, there to make the stop. One of that strong linebacking core the Bearcats have.
Yeah, Nick last year as a junior, 47 tackles, 9.5 behind the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we've seen a lot of athletic linebackers over the years here at Northwest Missouri State. When you think of a Chad Kilgore and a Jacob Volstead, he's another guy that plays outside linebacker but can really go sideline to sideline.
Pass between the hashes, knocked down and nearly picked off, knocked away by Jacob Gasman, who's had a pretty good game so far for the White team.
And it's great to see him back healthy again. You know, he mentioned earlier he's a guy that has that playmaking ability, but you really want a guy like that kind of playing center field back there at free safety and able to roam around and put on some big hits, but also step up and create some big turnovers for this football team, and he has that playmaking ability.
Fourth down and 7. Now for the green team. Out to punt, Matt Thorman. Doing punting for both sides here with 11-12 left in the first half. A 7-0 game. The white team in front of the green. Again, on special team situation, they will just kick it away off of the punts, but they won't return it. Again, they won't risk any injuries off the returns. Same way with the kickoffs. Thorman gets a nice snap and punts this one with no breeze. Running up to field it is Tatum at the 40-yard line. Just as I say that, he will run off the right side and goes out to the 40 on the sideline and will be slowed up by the punter Thorman over at the 35-yard line where the green squad will have it first and 10. Now, that might be one of the changes from what they told me a little bit earlier in this week about the rules for this one. So that time they ran back the punt.
Yeah, well, we saw Jamal Brazil, a Bearcat linebacker, flying down the field. Looked like he's ready to break down for the tackle and kind of slowed up, and Tatum went by. So it's kind of hard to read which guys are tackling and which guys aren't. Of course, the offensive guys are saying, I'm not going to get tackled, but the defensive guys know if they do, then they might get a little bit of trouble.
And I got a feeling they weren't supposed to return that one. Now they're going to bring it back where Tatum originally fielded that punt. So perhaps that wasn't supposed to take place, sir.
Well, it's a good exhibition for him to try to find a hole and get up the field.
Yeah.
A little more conditioning work, too. Not that he needs it. But, I mean, a guy that's not a big guy by any means, taking a look at the roster here. They list them at 5 feet 9 inches. They used to do that with Justin Pitts too. I don't think that's right on either account. They look much smaller than that, but the quickness and just the agility is very impressive out of those guys.
Quarterback now, Joe Brandon, and it goes with pitch off the left side as they get it to McMahon as he tries to turn in the corner at the 45, gets to near the 47-yard line, and this will bring up second down for the White squad. And again, Jackson Barnes there to make a tackle, a linebacker out of Liberty. 6'2", a sophomore. Got some playing time, a little bit of playing time last year, primarily on special teams, but I think more and more is expected out of Jackson Barnes. The coaching staff very high on what he can do. Second down and four. Brandon back to pass down the middle of the field, going deep, and it was incomplete, nearly brought in by Dante Keys. Tried to pull it in with his right hand, but just couldn't get it into his body.
Yeah, it was impressive seeing him make that effort and get that low and have it controlled for a split second with that right hand, but as he went to the ground, popped out pretty quick. But he's a guy, we've seen them test him and have him go downfield a couple times already. Curious to see how he kind of develops and plays this year, if he has a few opportunities to stretch this defense out along with a Bane and a Tatum.
Third down and four now for the White squad as they go from our right to our left. And Brandon back to pass, wants to swing it out of the backfield on the right side. Then trying to get it to Kier Brown, comes up with a catch, a little stutter step move, bought him another extra yard or two, but he'll be short of the first down.
Brandon's pass complete.
You know, it looks like we're breaking out a new set of the chains and yard markers over there as well. Of course, the actual chains are the traditional ones that we've seen, but the yard marker with the stick that has the down on it is digital now. It's very easy to see from across the field, and it even has a marker at the chain that marks off exactly how many yards, so we don't have to guess 4.5, 5.5. They tell us right away, 4th and 5.
Next we know, they'll have the little yellow line all the way across the field for how far they need to get for the first down.
Like watching on TV.
That's right. And here comes another punt by Thorman on 4th down. Boy, he booms that one away. That will go into the end zone. Nice spiraling punt, and really, after feel good about the progress he's made through his career as the punter for Northwest.
You know, there have been some good ones mixed in throughout that don't always get too much attention because the offense has always been so good and they're a dominant football team. But whenever you can throw a good punter in like that, I mean, the ability to change the football field when you've got a top defense, it could really change the course of a lot of football games. And we don't want to see Matt punt too much next year, but I mean, he has the ability to really change momentum and swing things just with a good punt.
Yeah, and we've got Jenny James down on the sideline. We'll be checking in Jenny here again in just a moment. 9:23 left in at the first half. A 7-0 White lead over the Green team. And now they go off the left side, getting the carry that time, trying to go out left as Emmanuel Jones, but didn't have a lot of room on a first down. And they'll get out near the 21-yard line, bringing up second down for the Green squad. So second down and 9 coming up for the Green team. Sean Bain Jr. back out. One or two receivers to the right side, one to the left side. On second down for the Green. They go with the handoff, left side of the line this time. And again, not much there.
Yeah, it looked like that might have been Emmanuel Jones on the carry.
So they got into Jones the last two plays. Hey, Jones had learned a lot of upside to Emmanuel Jones, and I really hope to see Emmanuel this fall just be injury-free and be able to show what he can do, because he has some lightning speed out there, can add an awful lot to that offense if he's healthy.
It does look like Joe Quinlan's got a hold of him. He's a little bit thicker, it appears, but yeah, the exciting part comes when he gets the second and third level and just takes off.
Braden Wright trying to drop back for a pass and didn't have much room at all as he had a lot of pressure from the White squad coming in. And there were a lot of players coming in off that White team who had an opportunity to get to him. Breon Dennis, one of those there to get credit for it. But this will bring up now 4th down and 15 for the Green squad. Again, Thorman to punt. This is one of those games where he's going to get a big workout punting for both sides.
Yeah, he is. I mean, just the spring game, the way these defenses are playing, Thorman kind of back and forth, going to get at least 10, 12 punts this evening.
7:27 left in the first half. We'll check in with Jenny right after this punt as Thurman will take it at his 1 yard line. This time will be punting this away from our left to our right. And Bain, who switches over, in, even though he's wearing a green jersey, will be returning it for the white team. Fielded over his shoulder. Now runs back left side toward the numbers at the 40. And they will just kind of tap him, and they'll hold him down at the 46-yard line. And let's go back downstairs and check in with Jenny James. There we go. Let's see. Jenny, take it away.
I talked to Coach Wright a couple weeks ago before the game, and he said some leaders that he's definitely looking out for this upcoming season. Obviously, Nick Hess and Austin Eskew on the defensive side. Austin picking up that Defensive Player of the Year award. And Anthony Lane currently on the injured player list, but we can expect hopefully to see him back next year, next season, coming off of that mid-season injury. And then on the offensive side, we got Zach Flott returning on the offensive line and Sean Bain. And Coach Wright says he expects a lot out of these upperclassmen this fall.
On a first down play here, Kowalski goes off the right side and was able to find Alec Tatum, who's had a big game so far. He was able to take it to the 44-yard line into green territory with 6:38 left in the first half. Again, 7-0, white team in front of the green team. As Jenny mentioned, one of the players that's out with an injury. Look at the injured list that we have here. There are a lot of guys that really didn't take part in much of spring practice, if at all, just trying to nurse some injuries, get healthy after the last season. Kowalski wants to go deep right side as the flag falls. Nice pass in between a couple of defenders. It will go incomplete. Tatum, the intended receiver, down near the 10-yard line. But we got a penalty marker down back at the line of scrimmage.
And I wonder if this is going to be Kowalski getting them to jump offside. And it will be. I think they've got, well, if I can find it here. Switching back and forth between their rosters. It's hard to figure out who's out there for who. It is Will Obert out there, defensive end from Palmyra.
And they didn't get us the rosters until later this afternoon, so we didn't have didn't have a lot of time to get some of this down here. But it's now 1st and 5 after the offside penalty. Tatum goes in motion, left to right, play action, back to pass. Kowalski wants to go down the near sideline, the left sideline, incomplete that time, the intended receiver, Kennedy Sykes.
And Dakota Beamer, another Maryville native, on the coverage on that play. Pretty good coverage. Sykes might have had a half a step. It would have had to be a pretty good throw, but that one just sails out of bounds there on Kowalski.
Again, a lot of names that you'll hear a lot from this fall not playing in tonight's game. Due to just recovering from injuries and things. So fall camp will be interesting when you get some of the more experienced guys that are setting out this game and mix those in with the young players that have performed well during spring practice.
And there are some pretty good names that are impact players not able to suit up tonight, including Trent Nally, another Maryville guy, Anthony Lane, Andy Hessler, Ben Altoff, Mike Elke. Some pretty big shoes to fill in this spring game without those guys out there. So a little more experience for some younger guys. You hope they come back at full strength, and you can really have a potent team once again.
Last pass intended across the middle near about the 25-yard line. Incomplete again. Tatum, the intended receiver. And this will bring up 3rd down and 5. Jane Kowalski at quarterback. Sophomore out of Bellevue, at Nebraska. One of three quarterbacks vying for that starting job next fall. This time a pass intended for Tatum again down near the 10-yard line at the numbers off the right side. Overthrown, incomplete. We do have a penalty marker down. On the coverage that time as well was Blake Bear for the green team that time. But another offside penalty coming up against the defense. So a couple offside penalties will give the white team a first down.
Yeah, Tommy Hyland, they say, lined up in the neutral zone. So Kowalski able to take the shot there, knowing he has the 5-yard penalty. And he's got a good arm. He's displayed it a few times, still just working on getting just the right amount of touch on some of those deep passes.
On 1st and 10. For the white team, Dante Keyes goes wide to the right side. We saw some speed out of Dante earlier in this half. And this time, they keep it on the ground. The handoff between the hashes to the 30 to the 29-yard line. That'll be a gain of around 4 or 5 yards on a first down run for the white team as McMahon gets the carry. Seeing some carries by McMahon here in this game for the white team.
And, you know, the injuries last year obviously are tough for this team, and Emmanuel Jones only plays 6 games. Cameron Wilcox was a starting running back that also got banged up late in the year due to a shoulder and couldn't play. And so you see guys like Chase White, Brody McMahon get some valuable playing time in a season that didn't go as long as you want, but you're hoping that really pays off this season.
Now on 2nd and 5 under center this time, Kowalski wants to go toward the end zone, and it goes incomplete. Just trying to go down that left hash and toward the end zone, pass incomplete. Trying to go long that time, and I was going looking for the tight end that time. Kyle Ronig was the intended receiver, the Latha, Kansas native, and just a little bit overthrown, bringing up third down.
Yeah, and that's one that's, man, maybe a slightly more direct route gets him there, and he pulls that one in. But either way, it's a fingertip grab they just couldn't quite get.
So third down officially 6 for this white team. They're up 7-0, 5:09 left in the first half. Kowalski back to pass, looks to throw on a quick pass on the right side, incomplete. Pass was intended for Joe Straws, wide receiver and a junior from Reedtown, Missouri. Couldn't hold it in. This will bring up fourth down.
And Corbin Ruth, freshman out of Malcolm, Nebraska, stepping up and knocking that one away from Straws. A nice play by the defensive back.
5 minutes left in this first half, and a timeout called. We have a 7-0 white lead over the green team, and let's take a timeout as well. We'll be back and have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, bouldersinnandsuites.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook.
On 4th down and 6 for the White Squad, they're going to go with a field goal attempt. Ball replaced at the 37-yard line between the hashes. A 47-yard attempt for Parker Sampson. This time he has the distance, drills it, but it looks like it will be wide to the left side. So a couple opportunities by Sampson on field goal attempts, and they both come up short. So that will be a problem that they'll be trying to work on as we go along through this game, as well as offseason for tournament next year for Parker Sampson. But he's a guy that's a lot of upside with his kicking. The coaching staff very high in what he can do for this team.
Yeah, and the first field goal of the evening, around the same distance, ended up dropping that one in the end zone. It was well short and just did not strike it well. That one, I mean, he hit it well. He got all of it, just not quite online. So just about putting the pieces together. And a young guy, if the coaches keep the confidence in him, he'll eventually get these rolling.
You know, a lot goes into a successful field goal as well, with the snap, the hold. You're going to have a holder this year with Jonathan Baker graduating from the program. Quick pass on a slant goes to Bain. Bain between the hashes to the 35-yard line on first down. That'll be about a 5-yard gain for the green team. Let's go downstairs, check in with Jenny.
7 Bearcats were announced as members of the National Football Foundation Hampshire Honor Society. Previous seniors Jordan Grove, Ryan Huff, Landon Kubicek, Zach Martin, Caleb Mather, Randy Schmidt, and Ben Spaeth were all honored by the organization for their academic careers at Northwest. I think it was announced like last week or so. So really exciting for those fellow Bearcats, and it just shows you how well-rounded these kids are academically and athletically.
And going flat off the right side with the pass, it was brought down as Chase White comes up with a catch. But Gassman was there again, and Gassman, I think, lost his helmet as well as he tried to make that tackle, and he actually made a heck of a tackle there, and there'll be only a gain of one off that pass play, but another hard hit by Gassman.
Yeah, Gassman came up and drilled him, and that's a big hit from a kid that is listed at 5 feet, 11, 198 pounds. I mean, he's not a big guy, but he was going full bore and took out White that time.
Brings that third down and nine for the Green team. A 7-0 White lead over the Green. And as they go back to pass, Joe Brandon that time was pressured, and they'll whistle the play down and count it as a sack, and this will bring up fourth down for the Green team.
I believe Miles Scott, one of the first guys to get back there, another one of those Florida kids we have on this football team from Tampa, Florida. A big sack, making this one fourth and 15.
3:20 left in the first half. No, going back to what Jenny was talking about, that's one thing that this program has really prided themselves, even back in the early years with Coach Mel Chersma, what they do in the classroom as well as on the field. And really, when you look at the entire athletic department right now, pretty much every program has a lot of successful people in the classroom.
Yeah, they really do. And you know, one of the most prestigious awards that goes to the student athlete that it focuses on, not only what you do in the field or the court, but in the classroom as well, is the Ken B. Jones Award. We've seen a few of those come from this Bearcat football program in the last few years from, you know, just recently, Kyle Zimmerman 2 years ago bringing that one in. And before that, even, I believe, Trevor Adams bringing it in. So they've had some really good candidates come through and some guys that's really intellectual go on to some really good careers after they wrap it up and win a couple national championships here.
That punt by Thorman, fielded by Tatum, and it'll be tapped there at the 35-yard line where the White team will take over first and 10. 2:38 left in the first half, 7-0, the White in front of the Green team.
You know, with the second and fourth quarter being timed like a normal football game, this one gets drug out a lot longer than most spring football games, but I think when you have so much youth on the field, you want to simulate that as much as you possibly can before that first football game next fall.
Three receivers off the left side. The pass goes to Tatum from right, and the defense there to read it well, and no gain on the play. Looks like we might have a loss of one. This will bring up second down and 11.
Brought down by Elijah Green.
So another Maryville kid there to make the tackle that time, Elijah Green. 5'11", 240-pound freshman that I think a lot of people are expecting some things out of.
Yeah, I mean, he was a great football player for the Maryville Spoofhounds for the last 4 years, and so to see him be able to come in and hopefully make an impact and get some good playing time early on in his career.
Right, with the fake on the pitch, takes it between the hashes and gets to the 39-yard line, and this will bring up third down for the White squad.
Get him four, brings up.
So third down coming up, third and seven. They need to get past the 45-yard line for a first down. Under 2 minutes left in the first half. A 7-0 White lead over the Green squad. Right, rolls to the right side. Pass caught by Tatum and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. It looks like his foot may have stepped out just shy of where he needed to get for a first down at the 45. So he's about a half a yard shy of what he needed for the first down.
Yeah, that pass led him just a little bit too far to be able to turn it upfield, but a nice effort by Tatum as he got his feet in and then kind of lunged forward, ended up just short of that first down marker.
So another fourth down, and here comes Thorman out to punt again. He's going to have to ice his leg down after tonight, I think.
Yeah, he's getting a full spring workout in this one game.
Bain back at the 20-yard line for the Green team to try to return this one. 1:46 left in at the second quarter. Good snap. And Thorman with the end over end punt. Bain back pulling calls for the fair catch at the 11-yard line where the Green team will have it with 1:38 left in the first half here. Matt Trenton and Jenny James, I'm John Coffey. A reminder, you're listening to the spring game on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. Looking forward to the fall coming up as you look at that first game. They get started on August 30th, Thursday night, at 7 o'clock kickoff here at Bearcat Stadium. Then the following Thursday on September 6th, they travel to Topeka to face Washburn. And that'll be a 6 o'clock start on that one as they jump right into MIAA play as they do in the conference the last several years.
You know, it's tough. They tease us with this spring game. You kind of get a feel for football to come back, but you're still months away.
And going left to right in motion, they go with the pitch to Bain. Bain crosses the 15 and gets to the 17-yard line or so, taking that pitch from Kowalski.
Yeah, nice kick out block by Emmanuel Jones there to open up that hole on the jet sweep for Bain to be able to get upfield and pick up five.
That jet sweep's been a popular play for the Bearcat offense really through the years.
Yeah, it really has. I mean, whenever I first remember seeing it, probably goes back further too, but I mean, Jake Soy and Tyler Shaw really used that and used it well there in the mid-2000s and ended up leading to a national championship in 2009 with those guys on the team.
The time Jones gets the carry, turns the numbers at the 20-yard line and does a little somersault as he's hit. And it looks like he picks up the yardage for the first down. So first and 10 coming up for the green team. They trail the white 7-0. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. Looking at a four-man front out of the white defense. Clock at 46 seconds.
Please reset the game clock to 55.
And now it's at 55 seconds.
I'm keeping it very official here for this exhibition game.
We've got MIAA officials for the game as well. Then after the contest, they'll all kind of gather at midfield. Officials will have an opportunity to talk to the team and kind of talk about what they saw out of this. A good learning experience for the team as they get ready for off-season workouts. Handoff goes left side, Jones. So he tries to turn the corner at the 25-yard line, picks up a couple. And this will bring up second down now for the green squad.
Daniel Jones with the carry.
So second down and 7 after the 3-yard gain. And with 26 seconds left now in the first half.
Well, one thing that Northwest was very good at last year was those first two quarters. I mean, they outscored their opponents 168-47, got big leads, and quite a few of those games were able to coast and really lean back on that that defense. So with the young quarterbacks and expected to run the ball a lot this next season, you're hoping that you can kind of get out and lean on this defense once again. But just a couple times last year, you had to lean on them a little bit too much, ended up breaking some big plays and dropped a couple of football games. But regardless, I think they've got a talented team. It should be fun to watch this year.
Down to 9 seconds left in the first half. A timeout's being called on this second down and 7.
And a reminder that support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information at 660-582-2583, also on Facebook.
Flight's beginning to take hold here at Bearcat Stadium. And I believe temperature's dropping just a little bit from what we had at kickoff time here, but still not bad. 69 degrees right now in Maryville, and a lot better than what we had earlier this week, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is, and we actually got to come out to practice a little early in the week and just kind of see how things are going and get a look at a few players to watch, that sort of thing. And, you know, the funny part of it is today feels like what you'd expect for a spring game. When we were here earlier in the week, it felt more like playoff football. I mean, it was in the 40s and the wind was blowing and it was overcast and it looked like it could spit snow, and not what you expect whenever it was first, second week of April, but that's the kind of the cards we've been dealt. Luckily today, a beautiful game and a really good crowd here at Bearcat Stadium.
Need to enjoy it tonight. And on second down and 7, they go with the pass down that left sideline. Pass incomplete as it was intended down that left sideline, but again, incomplete, and this will bring up third down. That time, Kowalski trying to air it out with 4 seconds left in this first half. Yeah, enjoy tonight. I think we've got all four seasons coming up here in the next 48 hours or so if the National Weather Service is correct in what they're anticipating.
Yeah, maybe some rain and severe weather tomorrow, maybe some snow over the weekend. Northwest Missouri, I guess.
Kowalski rolls right side. Pass caught by Woods at the numbers at the 29-yard line. He'll be tripped up there, but will be short of a first down by a couple of yards as the first half comes to a close. So the first half winding down. We'll take a break as well. It's the spring game at Bearcat Stadium for the Northwest Missouri State football team. Have more for you right after this one-minute timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Pitsenberger Auto Body just off South Main in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half with features including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com. Or any of their support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at rapidelitemaryville.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field on the Northwest Missouri State Campus. We're at the half of the annual spring game here for the Northwest football team. And at halftime, I think they're getting ready to show a special video on the video screen for the fans and the players here. And it's, again, one of the changes they're trying to do for the spring game is to try to make this just a little bit more of a special event.
Yeah, and it's been pretty cool as they have a special video recognizing the senior class from last year. Zach Martin up there on the screen talking right now. So. Yeah, it's really cool just opening this up. I mean, spring game's always open to fans to come out and watch, but this one a little bit more intimate with the Ironman Awards for the kids in the strength and conditioning presented by Joe Quinlan, the player of the year for each class presented by the coaches, and the special recommendation for the senior class, and then another special recognition from head coach Rich Wright coming up after this video. So really doing their best to make this a special moment for everyone involved.
And it should be a fun fall coming up. We've talked about the schedule for the Bearcats. The opening 2 weeks will be Thursday night games, which has really kind of become a tradition in the MIAA for those first 2 weeks of the season where they'll allow each team to open up on a Thursday night. Generally, it'll be on the opening weekend. One team gets a chance to open up, and if you're on the road that weekend, you'll be at home the next Thursday night to open up your season, and then kind of get into Saturday games the rest of the way. And so we can take a look at the schedule right now. After Northwest opens up with Missouri Western on Thursday, August 30th, the next Thursday, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, the Bearcats will be at Topeka to face Washburn. And they're home on Saturday, September 15th, with Missouri Southern at 1:30 kickoff. So we'll talk a little bit about this, but let's go back downstairs and check out the special announcement by Coach Wright.
I'd like to do that. Once, hold your applause to the end, and we get all these guys out here. Anthony Babine, Jared Bishop, Jordan Bishop, Cole Forney, Jordan Grove, Bobby Brunlow, Marcus Jones, Landon Kubicek, Caleb Mather, Miles McIntyre, Eddie Ritchie, Randy Schmidt, Wes Smith, Shane Williams, Clayton Wilson. Guys I know aren't able to be here tonight, Jonathan Baker, Hayden Bryant, Ryan Huff, Zach Martin, Darby Raines, Ben Spade.
Right now, a few of the players that Coach Wright introduced making their way out to the 50
yard line. Talk to you a little about these guys. Four-year record, 49-5. Two national championships. Three MIAA titles. A conference record over 4 years of 41-3. Two All-Americans, Jordan Grove and Marcus Jones. 16 All-Conference selections. I think these guys deserve a tremendous hand. Finally, what I'd like to do tonight is have our current seniors present our outgoing seniors with their custom picture. Guys, thank you, and I love you, and I really appreciate everything you've done for this football program, but better yet, I can't wait to see what you do the next phase of your lives. Once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat. Thanks, guys.
So again, a presentation of a portrait of each of the players, the seniors that were introduced there by head coach Rich Wright, and a nice touch there by having the current seniors now in the program, giving those portraits to the outgoing seniors. So again, doing a little something different here tonight with the awards that they're handing out throughout this game, seniors being honored here at halftime, and a chance, again, as we talked about early on, for this to be a little bit more of a meaningful night for everyone involved.
Yeah, with this went from being kind of more of a personal, intimate setting to be able to give away these awards and these senior mementos to each of these players, but now all of a sudden it becomes something to where everybody can come out, get enjoyment out of it, and get a little more recognition for some of these seniors. The last football game for these guys came in Ashland, Ohio in the first round of the playoffs, and kind of a heartbreaking loss there. Now they get to come back home and really be recognized one more time for everything they did. And just to reiterate what Coach Wright said, 4 year record of 49-5, two national championships, three MIAA titles, a 41-3 MIAA record. You know, there's a lot of players across the conference that want the opportunity to wear one MIAA championship ring, to play in one playoff game and just see what it's like. And these guys, I mean, they gave Northwest Missouri State University and all of Maryville something that is very special, and most guys, most teams, never get to replicate.
That is very, very true. And now I think we've got some competitions coming up for some of the fans here to have a little fun here at halftime as well. So, again, kind of a special night for this spring game, a little bit different than past years where they ran off spring game. Maybe it takes it about an hour max in the past. Tonight, really making this an event, and an event that the players can get a lot out of, getting ready for their off-season drills, and also the fans have a little bit of fun as well. So, again, we are at halftime here at Bearcat Stadium on the Northwest Missouri State campus, annual spring game with the white squad in front of the green squad 7-0. We'll be back and more for you right after this one-minute timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, BouldersInnAndSuites.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium on the Northwest Missouri State campus. We're at the half, the white in front of the green team. Let's go downstairs, check in with Jenny James. She's got a couple of guests with us here.
Yeah, John, I'm standing here with Jordan Grove. Jordan, last time we talked, you were suited up, and now you're up in the stands. So how does that feel to kind of be on the other side of it now?
It's definitely a different experience for sure, but, you know, I think my time with football is ready to be done. It's cool to watch my other friends get to compete out here together.
Do you miss it at all?
You know, I haven't quite missed the off-season workouts, but I'm sure once fall comes around, I'll be missing it a lot.
So now that you're done here, what are your plans for after Northwest?
So I'm getting my master's, my MBA right now, and I'll finish that next spring, so I'm still here for a whole nother year. Then after that, off to the real world, so we'll see where that leads me. I don't know yet.
So you mentioned not missing the off-season workouts. What would you say is the main thing that you are going to miss?
Oh, sorry, I got distracted. What did you say?
What's the main thing that you're going to miss?
Just the brotherhood, the time spent with all these guys, especially in the summer when you're just here bored alone. You just find dumb stuff to entertain yourself with. So I'll definitely miss that a lot.
All right, Jordan, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, now I got Marcus Jones. Marcus, you're on the other side of things now. I was talking to Jordan. You know, you're not suited up right now. Right. So how does that feel being on the other side of you know, the game?
It don't really feel no different. You know, just glad to be back out here and see the guys. So catch back up with them and just talk it up with them.
All right, so update us here with the NFL. Who's looking at you? What are your plans now?
Right now I got the Seahawks, Lions, Bears, Oakland, and then the Chiefs right now. I got a CFL workout end of this month. I'm flying out to Tampa. And then after that, we're waiting on a draft.
That's very exciting, and just congratulations. What are you going to miss the most about Northwest football?
This is my friends here, my roommates, some of the younger guys I play with. So that's what I'm going to miss, this kind of them characters that I had around me.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Jenny James, down on the sideline with a couple of former Bearcats. And, again, for Marcus Jones, looks like the future is pretty bright for Marcus right now.
Yeah, he's a guy that we really saw make an impact and shut down some pretty highly thought of wide receivers in the MIAA throughout his senior season and played well for the Bearcats. So hoping that he does get that opportunity. You know, a lot of these guys don't get the chance to be drafted, but you go on, you get on a practice squad, you work your butt off and find a way to make that active roster. And then it kind of opens some doors from there. We see that with Matt Longacre playing with the Los Angeles Rams. Seems like Longacre gets more and more time each year, even to the point to where the Rams got rid of Robert Quinn, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. That means a little more playing time for Longacre, so he has definitely cleared a path, and hopefully Marcus Jones can kind of follow the same route.
A couple other notes we might want to pass along here before we get ready for the third quarter of this spring football game. As far as softball for tomorrow, a reminder that they've changed the starting time for tomorrow's games. As Bearcat softball team facing Fort A State, they moved that up to a 10 o'clock for the first game of that doubleheader, hoping to get that in before some of the weather that's expected to hit later in the day. Again, that will be a 10 o'clock start for softball. And for tennis, they've got some players that are getting some national recognition from the ATA rankings, and especially on the men's side here, Josef Altman was ranked 73rd nationally in singles, and for the women, Irene Rakusko named 45th nationally, and Tanya Terrell 62nd nationally by the ITA rankings. So congratulations to those players as their season continues on. I think they've got Oklahoma Baptist coming in tomorrow for matches on the Bearcat campus if they can get those in. So we got the kickoff going, and we're ready to go for a third quarter play here as the White Squad has the 7-0 lead off of a run by the quarterback Braden right into the end zone to get the White team on the board in the second quarter, early in that second quarter, and that's been all the scoring so far. And the White will have the ball as they go from our left to our right. Keys in motion to the left side of that jet sweep, takes the little pitch there, and he was immediately brought down in the backfield for a loss on the play. That was Cole Bixler there to make the tackle for the green team.
Now, you mentioned earlier just the spring sports, trying to fit some stuff in tomorrow, and just want to reiterate with that, you can get out and to watch some softball. It'd be a good time, a 10 a.m. start for softball, and they're going to have a special rally towel for the first 150 fans. Not a rally towel, but a rally towel off of the catcher, Jessica Raleigh, one of the best players on this Bearcat softball team, and her brother, Robert Raleigh, from Liberty, will be playing Bearcat football next year. So, kind of a family affair here in Maryville.
Well, they talk about the athletic department being a family. That kind of proves it there. On second down and long, a pass goes off the right side toward the sideline, out of bounds, caught it, and out of bounds near the 21-yard line. They got it to Brody McMahon. He was able to get back to about the 22-yard line. We were all short of the first down. It was second and 16 on that play. So we've got third down coming up for this white team. Be third down and nine. So two receivers go wide to the left side. So he's working with the offset eye formation in the backfield with the quarterback also about 3 yards deep. Now out of the backfield, Keys goes in motion to the right side. And back to pass, rolling to the right side. Brandon wants to throw, and it's a little bit short, trying to come back after Keys at the 42-yard line off the right sideline in front of the Bearcat bench. A little bit underthrown. This will bring up fourth down.
Well, it sounds like we're kind of naming off the all Maryville High School football team with as many times we've mentioned them, but another former spoof found Dustin Piper that time getting back there with a big-time rush and helping to force that errant pass and force this one into a fourth down.
So fourth and nine coming up for the white squad.
You know, we talk about it all the time, just a chance to build a dynasty at Northwest Missouri State, but then you look down the road at what Matt Webb has done there at Maryville High School as well, and, you know, it's kind of a pipeline there just to go from a spoof hound to a Bearcat.
It's been a tradition for a lot of guys there. And here comes the punt by Thorman. This time it's a short end-over-end punt. And coming up to field at the 48-yard line in front of the Bearcat sideline off the left side was Sean Bain Jr. So the green team will take over in good field position at their 48-yard line, going from our right to our left. That's south to north at Bearcat Stadium. 11:44 left in the third quarter. As we heard Coach Wright mention in the first half, running a running clock throughout most of this quarter. They get down to 4 minutes left and then go back to regular timing rules. First and 10 for the green at the 48-yard line. And trying to keep it. And off the left side, the quarterback right breaks a tackle. He's past the 45 down to the 43-yard line and into green territory. Right, they had the touchdown run for the white team back in the first half. The only score of this game, a 7-0 game right now with 11:06 left in the third quarter.
Looked like a little read option that time as Isaiah Strayhorn was going for the handoff and heading off to that far sideline. It was pulled by Wright and breaking through some tackles. He mentioned Coach Wright mentioned that he's a good running quarterback and a physical guy, not afraid to get in there and get some contact.
Got 9 yards on that play. Second down and one. And now they go with it off the left side to 45 and close to the first down. We'll have to see as Quincy Wood came up with it and then fell to the turf, got up and tried to run with it, but they're going to say he was down back at about the 46-yard line, so this will be a loss on the play and bring up third down and three. Woods this time will go wide to the right side, Bain to the right as well. Braden Wright at quarterback. Play clock's down to 16 seconds. Strayhorn gets the carry as he tries to bound off a defender at the line of scrimmage, go to the right side, drop there, and this will bring up fourth down. So offense still continuing to struggle for both the white and green teams in this spring game.
They're not really sure how they ended up deciding how to divide up the white and green, who to put on the gray and black, and so on. But you look at what they're working with on that white defensive line, it's almost not fair for Strayhorn and these running backs whenever you've got Samuel Roberts and Austin Eskew and Spencer Phillips and Zachary Pierce along that line. I mean, those are guys that are going to get a lot of playing time for this first team once MIAA play rolls around.
Thorman to punt again. And Tatum back at the 10-yard line. High end over in punt. Tatum will let it go out of bounds near the 17, where the white team will take it with 9:10 left in the third quarter and a 7-0 white lead over the green squad.
Matt Dorman's punt marked out of bounds.
You know, we've seen the Braden Wright rip off a big run. We've seen a couple big catches. Sean Bain across the middle for about 15 or 20 there. Late first quarter, mid first quarter, 38-yard pass from Kowalski to Keys. But really, other than that, the passing game has really struggled for all three quarterbacks. And, you know, trying to get a rhythm with their wide receivers and an understanding of where you're going to be at all times, but also just the right amount of touch to put on some of those deep passes.
First and 10 for the white squad. Kowalski at quarterback. Quick slant. That time it's got. Tatum gets the catch between the hashes at the 23-yard line and spun to the ground there.
And, you know, if you could get Sean Bain and Alec Tatum on quick little crossing routes like that, they can make a lot of hay. You're not going to pick up, you know, 25 yards of catch, but you're going to move the chains an awful lot doing it that way.
When you look at the quarterbacks, again, at Braden Wright, Jaden Kowalski, and Joe Brandon, taking snaps really for both the white and the green teams this evening. They're wearing gray uniforms with the gray jerseys and pants. Tatum goes in motion right to left. Ball goes as an incompletion. Try to go with that jet sweep, a little touch pass there, and it was bobbled and goes incomplete. So this will bring up second down and 10 for the white team.
You know, in most years you kind of see a quarterback is designated to one side, one quarterback to the other, and, you know, last year it was kind of JB against Zach Martin. They're kind of split up, but since these guys really still trying to build a rapport with every pass catcher on the football team, this is a smart way to do it, just to give them a chance to kind of throw footballs to each side.
On second down and 10, Kowalski on this drive, flag falls, and we've got a procedure penalty coming up against the white team.
Like Kennedy Sykes took off a little bit early.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to tell who's white and who's green out there. You've got a little mixture sometimes of some gray and some white and some green on each side.
A black jersey floating around, yeah, too. And
but the process is what's important here as far as the players getting the experience they need this evening.
You sound like a Philadelphia 76ers fan. Trust the process, right?
That's kind of worked out for them toward the end of the year.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm... Did they make the playoffs?
Yes, they did.
Well, there you go.
I think, well, they won 14 or 15 straight at the end of the season. Which
is it? Bede still hurt?
I think so. Well, I'm not sure if he might be back by now. But
I haven't paid attention.
It's hard to tell.
He's good, though.
Here comes a handoff out to the right side and out of bounds for the white squad. And getting the carry that time for the white team was Raymond Thomas, a running back and a freshman of Bradenton, Florida. Another one of those guys out of Florida that have been recruited into the Bearcat program that a lot of good things are expected.
You know, that's one thing that's kind of impressive when you look at how these guys recruit this coaching staff is you get a really good crop of local kids from all over Northwest Missouri, but then you have a huge pipeline to Florida. You got some Wisconsin kids, Illinois, Florida is a huge one. So it's, I don't know, it's kind of crazy to think how widespread this coaching staff really is.
Kowalski rolls to the right side near the sideline. Just tried to lob the pass down the field near the midfield and goes incomplete. Intended receiver off of the right side. Well, let's see. Looking at the number, that Billy Osolinski coming up with that was intended the receiver that time. Matt Osolinski, a tight end, a 6'3", 215-pound freshman. He's out Elkhorn, Nebraska. Again, Elkhorn supplied a lot of very good football players to this Bearcat program.
Yeah, yes, they have. And, you know, just Nebraska in general, talking about pipeline, one place I didn't mention was that. I mean, you got your starting quarterback last year, Zach Martin, coming in from Omaha. The Bulls boys coming in from Nebraska as well. So if there's a good football player around, they're going to find him.
Another punt by Thorman. Tatum back deep. Return to field is about the 27-yard line. He's at the hash at the left side, past the 30 to the 40. And he's to the 45-yard line and touched kind of like flag football there on the return. Brought down into green territory, probably right around the 45 or so when all is said and done here.
He just wants to take off and run.
4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. A 7-0 white lead over the green, but they're going to bring it right back where he fielded it. So
Tatum's touched the ball just about as much as each quarterback.
I think so.
He's been very involved in the game, playing offensively and on special teams.
So we got a timeout here with 4:10 left, or do we? Okay, let's go downstairs. I see. Let's go downstairs. We've got Jenny James down there. Let's check in with Jenny.
I know they're doing the best they can not to get anybody hurt right now, but Cole Bixler ran off the field maybe about 10 plays or so ago, and he just had blood streaming down his face. He had a bloody nose. The trainer's still working on him over here. So the kid plays really hard, but hopefully it's nothing serious with Cole.
All right. Thank you, Jenny.
Yeah, that's one of those. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to say, oh, we'll take this injury over that one, but a broken nose or whatever the case may be, probably a little bit better than a few other things you could get in a game like this.
3.5 minutes left in the third quarter, rolling to the right side. Brandon wants the pass. It's caught over by the 40-yard line into green territory. And coming up with the catch is Woods over off the right side. Quincy Hall's in the pass and will be brought down at the 41-yard line in white territory. There's another guy that has a lot of upside in Quincy Woods at the wide receiver spot.
Yeah, you saw him break through and catch a couple big touchdowns for this football team last year and go over 250 yards receiving. And going into his junior year, has battled some injuries before, but if he can be healthy, he can be a big asset.
Brandon trying to go to Bain at the hash at the right side at the 15-yard line, going deep. Pass was there. That time, Bain just couldn't hold on to it. It looked like it might be a race to the end zone had he been able to catch that one, but it goes as an incompletion.
Yeah, that looked like a pretty good pass that Sean just couldn't bring in. But we've seen a couple good balls so far this evening in this drive from Joe Brandon. Although it feels so unconventional seeing a guy wearing number 28 in his jersey deliver such good passes.
Second down and 10. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Brandon, handoff goes to Strayhorn off the right side of the offensive line, then drilled backwards. He had a brief hole initially, but then was pounded backwards and brought down for about a four-yard gain that time. So this will bring up third down. It'll be third and 7. Hess was there to make the stop, and he got there quickly to make that tackle. After there looked like there was going to be a big hole that time, but the linebacker out of Liberty makes the tackle. Third down and 6. Low snap. Brandon wants to look on the near left side. Pass incomplete. Trying to leap up and bring that down was Quincy Woods. Couldn't bring it down with his right hand. He's trying to turn the corner there near the 31-yard line. This will bring up fourth down. So the green team with the fourth down. 1:25 left in the third quarter. Still a 7-0 game. The white team in front of the green team. It's a run by Braden Wright into the end zone from around 36 yards out for the touchdown in this game.
Looks like we're going to go for it here on fourth down.
Fourth and 6. Two receivers to the left side. Now Woods out of the backfield, goes in motion to the right. Strayhorn to the left of the quarterback, Brandon, wants a throw on the near left side, incomplete. Near the 30-yard line at the sideline, is trying to get it off that left side and pass incomplete. Pass was intended for Armani Carmichael, 6'2 sophomore out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. He was targeted for a couple passes back in the first half. First time we've seen them look his way here in the second half. And with 1:20 left in the third quarter, first and 10 coming up now for the white team.
Big things open for Armani Carmichael after some injuries to some receivers last year. He took the red shirt off him and he got some snaps there throughout the end of that season, so hoping that that experience can translate over. I mean, he's a guy that's also a big track guy, so you know he has some athleticism in there.
Reminder, you're listening to the spring football game for the Bearcat football team on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. 1:20 left in the third quarter, 7-0. White team in front of the green team, handoff right side to the 40 and out. A bounce near the 43-yard line, still in white territory, and they're getting the carry that time was Chase Schultz. Schultz, a freshman out of Creston, Iowa. Picks up 8 on that carry. So second down and 2 coming up. Ball at the 43-yard line in White territory with 1:08 left in the third quarter. Two receivers to the left, one to the right side. And carrying it on the left side, right. He's the quarterback on this drive. Crosses the 45 and gets to the 47-yard line. Braden Wright getting the carry, picks up the first down. And something you don't see during games during the regular season, a camera drone flying over the top of the field. That time is low enough that hopefully they a pass might have knocked it down. Getting some good camera angles for this game.
Yeah, MIAA outlaws drones at football games, but hey, spring game, you can do anything you want.
We're on the right side, right. Looks to throw on the near sideline. Pass in complete. Keys, the intended receiver. Let's bring up second down and 10. 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Play clock down to 20 seconds. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. And Wright takes the snap, and the handoff goes left side. And getting the carry is Austin Stewart that time. Freshman running back out of Bradshaw, Nebraska. And he crosses into green territory at the 46-yard line with 8 seconds left in this third quarter. A yard shy of a first down, so third and one coming up, but the clock winds down. That will be the end of the third quarter. Still a 7-0 game. The white in front of the green team. We'll be back at more for you after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Pitsenberger Auto Body just off South Main in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, BouldersInnAndSuites.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, El Church Smith Field. Fourth quarter will be getting underway in just a moment when we have some more awards that will be presented. As Joel Osborne right now, one of the coaches for the Bearcat team, getting ready to hand out some awards.
Past winners have been Anthony Lane. This year's winner emerged as our starting kicker towards the end of the season and did a really nice job for us. His name is Parker Sampson. Sorry, I have to...
Now, Coach Mike Cunningham will hand out the next award.
Bill Bogey was a freshman on the 1998 MIAA champion team. He died in an automobile accident in November of that season. This award is in memory of Phil and his family. This year's award winner did not disappoint. He started 12 games at left tackle and an all-MIAA honorable mention, Tanner Owen.
Tanner Owen giving the Phil Vogie Award. The next award up is the Corey Stanton Award, and that will be presented by Coach Kyle Worthen.
Next is the Corey Stanton Award. Kyle Worthen will present.
All right, this year for the Corey Stanton Award, A little bit of background, Corey Stanton was a redshirt freshman linebacker on the 2004 National Playoff team. He died in an automobile accident in December after the season was over. This award is in memory of Corey. Past winners include Nick Hess and Matt Connolly. This year's award winner started every game in the secondary and is very passionate about the game of football and Northwest Missouri State. The 2017 Corey Stanton Award winner is Jack Richards. Jack was actually put on scholarship last spring, but he got his the hard way, and so he deserved that award. Congratulations, Jack. The final award of the night is the Spirit of the Bearcat Award. We've now decided to add Dr. Al Cade's name to this. Dr. Cade was a big part of Bearcat football, and Chad Boswick will present the award.
The Spirit of Bearcat Award is voted on by the coaches. Guy exemplifies what Bearcat football is all about. This year happens to be two townies that won it, Jonathan Baker and Mr. Cole Ford.
So again, those were some of the awards that are handed out to the team here. So congratulations to all the award winners there. And Matt Trenton, one note about the Dr. Al Cade Spirit of the Bearcat Award. A little background on Al Cade. He was a linebacker for Northwest Missouri State back in the late 70s or early 80s. Went on to play a little bit of football in the CFL and then coached at Missouri Southern, among other places. And was a coach at Northwest under Coach Bud Elliott for a few years before going to Missouri Southern. Got into administration at Missouri Southern and was a very well thought of administrator there, and nice that they're honoring Al Cade, who is a big part of the Bearcat football program.
A cool honor there, and all the honors. Is nice to see get some of those past guys involved and keep remembering them with these awards. So some very deserving recipients as well.
Again, we got Jenny James down on the sideline as well. Before we get ready for the fourth quarter here, let's go downstairs and check in with Jenny.
So Cole Bixler's back in. He's got a white cotton ball stuck up his nose, and there's been another injury. I'm not sure when that happened, but I've noticed that Matt Conley is now on the sideline, and he has a pretty decently sized wrap on his right knee. So hopefully nothing serious, as is a spring game. So hopefully these guys will be all right.
All right. Thank you, Jenny. Jenny James down on the sidelines for us again, and be looking forward to having Jenny on the sidelines again this upcoming fall, as should be a lot of fun coming up this fall with a young Bearcat football team that has a lot of talent.
It should be a lot of fun, a fun season, and, you know, Jenny, a seasoned reporter for us now as well on the Bearcat Radio Network, so she got to learn the ways of the sideline reporter. Always got to pack the bags and pack them very efficiently, so we got to teach her how to do that as well. So it's all on her this year.
And behind us in the booth right now, we have a former KXCVer who is now gone to the dark side on the TV side down at KQTV in St. Joseph. Max Moore has been working the game for Channel 2, but stopping by the booth.
You know, I could see his outfit from up here. I thought it was a man that was 75 years old that belonged on the beach in Florida. Turns out it's just Max, who's 23. So, only 52 years ago, buddy.
Looked like he got off a safari, I think.
Yeah.
We got to protect the head. That's,
yeah, that's right.
That's an important thing.
Even whenever the sun's not out, got to...
All right, now they've got a kicking game going on right now between quarters here, about to wrap up before we get to the fourth quarter here. A 7-0 game, White in front of the green team here. Again, it was Braden Wright with a touchdown run for the only score of this game. And Matt Trenton, still pretty much just a defensive game here tonight.
Yeah, we've seen some flashes from every level step up and make plays from Nick Hess. Flying around just a little bit, as well as that stout defensive line with some young guys, including a sophomore in Sam Roberts, a senior in Austin Eskew, but it's only been his second year on the defensive line. Step up, make some plays. And then Gassman as well, the young man from Kearney, Missouri, flying all over and batting down passes, putting on some big hits. And so the defense looks like it's going to be formidable once again. Just hoping to see that offense mature, the offensive line create some holes for some really good playmaking running backs that we're going to have. If we can get the running game going, I think that takes a lot of pressure off these young quarterbacks in Kowalski, Wright, and Brandon.
Yeah, we talked about Max Moore being a former KXCV coming through our program, also a former Bearcat football player. Is that before he decided to graduate from Northwest, was able to go over and work for us, so we were glad to have him.
Yeah, yeah, got to do a little bit of everything there, from win national championships to put out stories on this successful football team.
And off goes left side for the White team. A big play to start this third quarter down the left sideline and out of bounds near the 16-yard line as Raymond Thomas gets the carry, the freshman running back out of Bradenton, Florida. That might be one of the best plays offensively we've seen so far this evening.
It is. There's only been a few sprinkled throughout, from the Braden Wright touchdown run to a big catch down the sideline from Dante Keys. But that time, another Florida running back. We've seemed to find a lot of them coming up and making a big play.
For the White team, Braden Wright at quarterback. Two receivers to the right, one to the left side. They fake the pitch right side, and he'll be brought down from behind and chased down from behind as he couldn't get out of the grasp of Braden Day that time, a linebacker and a freshman from Lincoln, Nebraska and Lincoln North High School.
Good pursuit for Day to be able to come out and bring down Wright. Mentioned a couple times that he's a fleet of foot quarterback, wants to get out there and run, and Day tracked him down, wrapped him up in a big loss.
This will bring up second down and 15 for the White squad. Two receivers go to the left side, one to the right side. Right at quarterback, and to his left in the backfield is Thomas. Play action, right looks left toward the end zone and the goal line to pass incomplete. Incomplete near the pylon off that left side. Looks like being targeted for that reception was Joe Strauss over on the left, and this will bring up third down coming up, third and 15.
And on the coverage, it looks like that was Jake Marshall running with him. A lot of a contact down the sideline there. That one sailed high out of bounds, and the official said afterward a little not catchable, so no flag thrown for pass interference.
Two receivers to the left side, one to the right side.
White could put this one away with a touchdown here, up 7-0.
And just under 13 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. We're told now that they've changed a little bit, and we'll go with a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Wright looks to throw the ball toward the end zone again, this time incomplete. A couple different receivers there, but the ball was kind of in between the two receivers. Goes incomplete, brings up fourth down.
And now we will see the kicking unit come back out onto the field. And already in this game, Parker Sampson's had a couple opportunities to knock down some field goals. First one well short. The second one had the distance but was wide, so see if he can nail this one.
This will be placed down at the 28-yard line, so a 38-yard attempt from the right hash. Trying to add to the White's 7-0 lead. Wind not a factor tonight. A rare moment on the Northwest campus this spring. Here comes the kick. Has the distance. He booms this one, and it's through the uprights. So a 38-yard field goal by Parker Sampson makes it a 10-0 White lead over the Green team. We'll be back to have more for you from at Bearcat Stadium right after this one-minute timeout on KXCV-KRNW.
Support for KXCV-KRNW comes from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. Mark KCBIER.com. Support for KXCVKRNW comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for KXCVKRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half, with features including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com or any of their 8 locations. Support for KXCV-KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
And we're back at Bearcat Stadium, Middle Church Smith Field. 38-yard field goal by Parker Sampson makes it a 10-0 white lead over the green this evening in the annual spring game for the Bearcat football team. And the kickoff by Sampson, about 5 yards deep in the end zone. They'll return this one out past the 10, 15, 20, out to the 25 and to the 30. Where they will stop play there, and this will give the green team the ball, first and 10.
Nice little return there for the green team. Get a little field position, trailing by 2 scores.
Yeah, it was Trey Washington, I think, on the return out to about the 30-yard line.
Just a reminder, tonight's game on KXCV KRNW, support for it comes from Boulders Inn and Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel located just steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18 and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, boulderinnandsuites.com.
First and 10 for the green. Pass at the line of scrimmage on the right side, caught at the 30. And a flag falls out past the 40 and out of bounds as Bain takes the reception from Kowalski and gets out of bounds. Here, first down, but we do have a penalty marker down.
Holding, number 25, offense.
So holding penalty coming up against, that's Quincy Woods there with the hold. Wide receiver. Trying to make a block there after Bain came up with the catch.
And a couple procedure penalties throughout, but other than that, not too many penalties of that hold coming up there, but a relatively clean game that we've seen from both squads.
First down coming up for the green squad. 8:42 left in at the fourth quarter. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right side. Fourth and 16. Ball near the 20-yard line. And for the green team, they keep it on the ground. A quick angle on the carry, the right side, as McMahon gets the carry.
Brody McMahon with the
carry. And he'll get back near the original line of scrimmage, about a yard shy of that. So this will bring up second down. They're going to say second and 12 now for the green squad.
Well, this will be a good chance for Kowalski in the fourth quarter, your team trailing, to come up and make a big play, show some stuff off to these coaches.
And pass across the middle, batted down, incomplete. So you're trying to go across, and the pass was intended for Cal Roenig again, and knocked away, incomplete. So let's bring up third down and 12. So they have two receivers stacked to the right, two stacked to the left side. Kowalski at quarterback. Straight drop, wants to spiral it out, and it is caught at the 45-yard line near the numbers to the 30. It's going to be a race to the end zone, to the 5, diving toward the pylon, and is in for the touchdown as he went down that left sideline for the reception at the touchdown. Carmichael with the catch and the run down that sideline for the score.
You know, he joked a little earlier about the track abilities for Armani Carmichael. He showed him off there streaking down the sideline to make that catch. And after he caught it, turned the Jets on, able to get himself into the end zone. A big touchdown there for Carmichael, I think, building some confidence after some drops earlier, but then also to see Kowalski deliver that pass on the money.
So the green squad gets on the scoreboard for the first time this evening. 6:43 left in the fourth quarter. Parker Sampson now out for the point after. Thorman will hold the ball down. The kick is on the way, and it is good. So Parker Sampson, good on a couple PATs this evening and a field goal to his credit. Now it's a 10-7 game. The white in front of the green team, but the green with that long touchdown reception back in this one. We'll be back and have more for you right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, BouldersInn&Suites.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Church Smith Field. 4:58 left as the running clock going here in the fourth quarter of the annual spring game for the Northwest Missouri State football team. It's a 10-7 game, the white in front of the green team, but that last pass, a nice pass reception from Kowalski to Carmichael, getting the green team back in this one. A kickoff by Sampson, and it's fielded about 3 yards deep in the end zone off that left side. Now at the numbers to the 10, to the 15, and out of bounds near the 17-yard line. There on the carry for the white team, the return was Austin Sturr, the freshman out of Bradshaw, Nebraska. And white will take over with 4:20 left in this fourth quarter. Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey. Jenny James, our sideline reporter. Ball at the 20-yard line for the white team, going from our right to our left in this fourth quarter. Right out of the shotgun formation at quarterback. And check that. Now in there is a Brandon. Brandon trying to swing it out to the right side. Pass is caught at the 23-yard line. Pick up around 3 for the white squad. So he went with that pass on the right side. And I believe that, again, was Slomeski coming up with the catch, the tight end. Coming up with that catch from Joe Brandon, the quarterback. Brandon, the sophomore out of Jacksonville, Illinois. 4 yard gain, second down and 6 for the white squad. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right side. And they go on the ground this time. As the handoff goes right side, Austin Sturr gets the carry once again. And he is close, but it will be about, I believe, a yard shy of a first down.
A big one to convert here for the white team, holding on to a 3-point lead, inside 3 minutes to go in the game.
Third down and less than 1 coming up for the white. 2:50 left. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Hand off on the right side. Nice haul and to the midfield, to the right side, to the 40. Down that right sideline to the 20, to the 15, the 10, the 5, and into the end zone for the touchdown. So the white squad gets right back on the board as Raymond Thomas takes it off the right side and goes around 70 yards for the score.
We talked about Thomas a little earlier, another one of those Florida running backs, and man, once he hit the hole and turned on the jets, he was long gone. A fast guy running right between a few defensive backs to be able to pull away and continue to pull away as he got down the field with the speed on there. I believe that one, a 70-yard touchdown run for Thomas.
16-7, white in front. And out for the point after kick, Parker Sampson. Thormer gets the ball down, the kick's on the way, and it's good. So Sampson perfect on PATs this evening. 17-7, the score of the white in front of the green team. Back with more from Bearcat Stadium right after this timeout on KXCV KRNW.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at KCBIER.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, MVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half, with features including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, more at MVB.com or any of their 8 locations. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Pitsenberger Auto Body just off South Main in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners, more at 660-582-4599 or PittsAutoBody.com.
Well, seeing a few big plays late in this one. It's in a 17-7 game, white in front of the green team as we are with 1:42 left in the game. That last run, a 70-yard run by Raymond Thomas into the end zone for the white squad after coming right back after a long touchdown pass went to Armani Carmichael for the green. So 1:42 left, and it's a 17-7 white lead over the green team. Raymond Thomas, one of those back deep to try to return at this kickoff. He's wearing a white uniform. And we also have a player wearing a green uniform trying to return this one. And it's kicked over to that side. I believe that's Bain there. That we'll just let that go away. And, well, let's see. Who is it?
Quincy Woods.
Quincy Woods.
Like.
Quincy Woods now. But it's there with the green uniform on. So
all you need to know is a small, agile wide receiver. That's all.
Yeah, and a lot of mixing and matching with the uniforms right now.
I tell you, that was impressive seeing Thomas get through there, get through that hole, and just pull away from everybody on the field. A lot of speed there for that young man.
Green team with it first and 10 from the 25-yard line as that kick went out of bounds. 1:42 left, a 17-7 white lead over the green. First and 10 for the green. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Now the jet sweep, a little forward pitch goes right side. They try to turn the corner at the 25. Breaks a tackle at the 30 out to the 40-yard line. This will be good for a first down for the green squad as they got it on the right side and for Burchard once again. We've seen a couple of good plays out of Burchard today.
Yeah, able to turn on the jets there and got a couple good blocks and turn that jet sweep into a first down.
To the 40-yard line. First and 10, green still in their own territory. 1:23 left in the game. Hand off from right goes up the middle. Nothing there. This will bring up second down and 10 for the green squad. They went on the ground to Isaiah Strayhorn once again. Saw Strayhorn get a lot of snaps back in the first half. Gets 1 yard there. Second down and 9. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Low snap, right comes up with it. Hands off to Strayhorn. And moves off tackle left side. And we'll get near the 44-yard line. And we're at 36 seconds left. Clock rolling down, going with a running clock in the fourth quarter. Third down coming up for the green. Third down and 5. Two receivers left, one to the right side. Tight end Snodgrass in motion right to left. They keep it on the ground. Near the 45-yard line with 2 seconds left. That'll be the last play of the game as the handoff went to McMahon. Going off the right side of the line. Clock winds down, and that will be it. The 2018 spring game comes to a close. And it's a white with a 17-7 win over the green team. We'll be back and have more for you from Bearcat Stadium right after this timeout from KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Kaiser Collision and Towing on South Hills Drive in Maryville, serving the area 24 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Kaiser can tow small cars to tractor trailers while also specializing in auto body repair. More information is at 660-582-2583 and also on Facebook. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Boulders Inn & Suites, celebrating its one-year anniversary in Maryville. Boulders caters to guests traveling on business or vacation, and the hotel is located steps away from Mazingo Lake, the Seacrest 18, and Watson 9 golf courses. For reservation information, BouldersInnAndSuites.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by Pitsenberger Auto Body just off South Main in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional Old World brewing methods to achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com.
And welcome back to Bearcat Stadium, Mel Churchman Field, as the 2018 spring game comes to a close. With Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. Jenny James is our sideline reporter. It was a 17-7 final. The white team with the win over the green team in a game pretty much dominated by defense, with exception of about two or three big plays by the offense for both of these teams. Let's go downstairs and check in one final time with Jenny James.
You know, John, the spring game is always really exciting because it's kind of our first preview of the team before the fall. And, you know, it's really exciting seeing all the quarterbacks compete, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the fall on that part. Defense always showing up, as always, so we can, I think, expect a lot out of the defense again in the fall.
All right. Thank you, Jenny James. And Jenny will be back with us this fall as well from the sidelines. Matt Trenton, when you look at the offense in this one, really look at the scoring here. Around a 36-yard run for a score by Braden Wright in the first half, making it a 7-0 game. And then a 38-yard field goal by Parker Sampson had white team up. Had a long touchdown pass as well to Armani Carmichael for the green team, and then a 70-yard run by Raymond Thomas for the white, making it 17-7, the final score there. But really, the score is not all that important. What's important is a lot of things that they were hoping to accomplish on both sides of the ball this evening.
Yeah, and I think just the experience of making it feel like a game under the lights and having a really good crowd here from the community and all the families of the players showing up as well. You know, I think that goes a long way because we do see a lot of young faces out there for this football team, and hoping to see them step up. The defense did seem well ahead of the offense to this point in the game, but with the way that you have a defensive guru and Coach Wright leading that side of the football, plus if there's going to be experience on this team, it kind of comes from that linebacker position. You've got a couple of defensive backs that you know can make some big plays, a young defensive line, but will be very, very good again this year. You expect the defense to be ahead at this point in the game. But playmakers in the backfield at running back. We have some really good receivers, and you see Sean Bain and little guys like Alec Tatum out there running around, and Kennedy Sykes can make an impact. It's just making those quarterbacks feel a little bit more comfortable, get in the groove of a game to where they can hit some of those shots down the field. If the offense can find its stride in those first couple games of the season, this team can really take off and be kind of what we've come to expect out of Bearcat football.
One of the things that accomplished here, too, you got a chance to finish up the spring drills with the scrimmage with MIAA officials out there, so give it a game like Phil. And also the officials use this as an important time for them to kind of gear up for the next season as well. They had a chance after the game to address the team and kind of address them on what they saw out there, from a real standpoint of what the players need to maybe consider when they get ready for next fall as well. Now, coaching staff having a chance to talk to the team before they conclude the spring drills this year. So overall, pretty successful evening, I think.
Yeah, it's important for the officials to get back into game speed, even though they have a few more months, but also players that may have redshirted last year or not got much playing time, know what you can and can't do, because while flags are thrown at times, they also at times the officials will step, let's pull them aside, hey, watch this, don't do that, and then getting that talk afterward helps as well. So a good game feel all the way around, and like we see after every Bearcat game, the fans, the family, the friends all on the field greeting all the players, and just a chance to embrace them and just kind of celebrate the night.
And they'll get ready for August 30th, a Thursday night. Missouri Western will open up the season here at Bearcat Stadium in a 7 o'clock kickoff. Should be a lot of fun on that evening.
Yeah, it's always a good time. You welcome the Griffs into Bearcat Stadium and beat them, and so really looking forward to that Thursday night game. I imagine that's what Coach Wright would want you to say, right? No, it'll be fun. Get the rivalry game back going under the lights. It's the first game of the year. This place will be rocking. That will be a lot of fun. Emporia State's been a great game the past few years to open it. But, man, you welcome in Missouri Western. Good crowd from St. Joe, a huge crowd from Maryville. Be a lot of fun.
And we'll have that for you on KXCV, KRNW, and the rest of the Bearcat Radio Network on Thursday night, August 30th. So that'll do it for our broadcast of the spring game here at Bearcat Stadium. Again, the final score, the white 17 and the green 7, as we wrap up the spring football season for the Bearcat team as they conclude their spring practices tonight with this spring game. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast, Matt Trenton, along with Jenny James and Ryan Elliott, our studio engineer. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Bearcat Stadium.